Welcome to the official Cryptids, Anomalies, and the Paranormal Society's podcast. I'm your host, Barnaby, and you're listening to Whispers from the Dark. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Whispers from the Dark. I am your host, Barnaby. Today on the show, I wanted to go and talk to you guys a little bit about some of the stuff that we got going on, because we haven't really gotten a chance to talk lately because, I've had all these great guests and great interviews on the show, and I wanted to take a couple minutes here and just tell you about what CAPS has been up to and what we have coming up. And so for those of you guys out there that are interested in seeing us in person and live, we are going to be at the, these are all going to be next year events. We are just wrapping up. By the time this airs, we should be coming back from CryptidCon. And hopefully we have a whole slew of new interviews from CryptidCon. But up next year, we are going to be at the first ever Frogman Festival. And that is going to be March 4th in Mason, Ohio. So Frogman Festival, March 4th, Mason, Ohio. And then after that, we are going down to Pickens, South Carolina, to the Haggard Mill Historical Site. And that is the Haunting at the Mill Paracon. And that is March 24th through the 26th. And there's a lot of cool people going to be there. Our good friend Jeremy Leonard's going to be there. And a bunch of other people from the 28 Days Haunted are going to be there. And a bunch of other paranormal people as well. And yeah, so that's going to be the Haunting at the Mill Paracon. Yep, and that's my, I'm doing terrible at this. This is why I don't do these anymore. So yeah, we're going to be there in Pickens, South Carolina in March. And then moving forward into April, Spirits in the Spring Paracon, Saturday, April 22nd, sponsored by Paraflix Paranormal Plus streaming service. And that's going to be at the Broadhead Manor in Broadhead, Wisconsin. That is Spirits in the Spring Paracon, April 22nd. And then moving on, April 29th, the following weekend, we're going to be in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, at the East Tennessee Paracon. And there's a ton of great people there as well. Jeremy Leonard, Turtle Man, Ronnie LeBlanc, and Russell Accord, and I don't even have the whole list in front of me. There's a ton of awesome speakers and guests that are going to be out there. And that's the East Tennessee Paracon in Pigeon Forge, April 29th. And then we go to Ohio, Salt Fork, Ohio Bigfoot Convention, May 6th, 2023. And that is in Salt Fork, Ohio, Salt Fork State Park. And June 3rd, we're going to be back in Ohio, in Canton, Ohio, for the Small Town Monsters event. And that's Monster Fest, June 3rd, Canton, Ohio. And we come back up to our home turf, to the Marinette Menominee Bigfoot and Paranormal Convention, June 9th and 10th in Marinette, Wisconsin. And that's where we're at right now for our conventions and events and stuff so far for next year. But I wanted to give you guys a heads up. If you guys want any more information on any of these events, conferences, conventions, paranormal, or otherwise, we have all that information on our website. You can check that out at WisconsinCaps.com under Public Events tab. And if you're interested, you're listening to these and you're interested in having us come to your event, you can go and send us an email at WisconsinCaps@gmail.com. And I would love to come out and give a presentation on any of our stuff that you want us to do. We're also doing library events and other stuff this year, too, so that isn't on our schedule yet. That's going to be next October, I believe, and some other dates in there. And we're also going to be at MI Paracon in August for the first time. So we've gone there as customers the last 2 years, And now we're going to be there as a vendor, so you can come check us out and visit us. In other awesome news, guys, if you haven't checked it out, we have a brand new documentary series out now on Paraflix. That's right, guys. We have a new show. It's called On the Trail of Undiscovered Beasts, and it is streaming right now exclusively on Paraflix Paranormal Plus. Paraflix is a streaming platform very similar to Netflix or Discovery Plus and those services. It is only $3.99 a month, and if you use the promo code CAPS10, C-A-P-S, and then the number 10, 10, you get 10% off your first 3 months of streaming. And if you go to our website, we have a link there. And it'd be super awesome if you could subscribe using the link on our website and sign up, because we get pinged for that as well, so that they know that you came from our shows and our platform, so that they know that you're a fan of Wisconsin Caps. Oh, man. And if you're a fan of podcasts, guys, if you're not checking out my other podcast, this is Whispers from the Dark. If you're not checking out my other podcast, Monday Morning Monsters, it is on WLTK DB Talk Radio every Monday, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time, and it streams on the WLTK DB Facebook page, YouTube, Twitter, all that stuff. Or we usually have the link up on our Facebook page, which is Monday Morning Monsters with Barnaby Jones. And we stream it live there as well every Monday. And then obviously you're listening to Whispers from the Dark, so thank you for listening to that. We have all kinds of cool stuff coming for you for this. As I said, we are going to be recording. By the time this airs, we'll have been out to CryptidCon in Lexington, Kentucky. And hopefully we get you a bunch of cool interviews and people on the show from that as well. So, and our paranormal tours of the Beansnapper building. They're pretty much wrapped up for public tours for the winter. But if you visit our website and send us an email at wisconsincaps@gmail.com, if you have a paranormal group or another team that you're interested in booking a private investigation, you can send us an email, and we can work out details on when we can get you guys out there, and you guys can do your own private investigation of the Beansnapper building. Cool. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming up. We're working with Paraflix Paranormal now. And that's huge. So we are still going to have some stuff on YouTube, some of our regular shows and that, but we are streaming brand new original content on Paraflix now as well. So again, if you want to head on over there, it's only $3.99 a month to subscribe to the streaming platform. There's a ton of paranormal shows on that platform. There's music videos, podcasts, all kinds of stuff over there. You guys can go check it out. And as well as Daniel Benoit from the Eastern... I can't think of what that thing is. Hang on a second. Daniel Benoit is going to have a show on there as well. And I'm not sure what that's called, but he's heading over there, so that'll be really cool. New show for him. What is it? East Coast Bigfoot Research Organization. There you go. Daniel Benoit is from there, and he's got a show on Paraflix, and he's on there now too. Hometown Haunts is the name of his show on Paraflix, so shout out to him. Hopefully you guys can go check that out. And if you want to be a guest on Monday Morning Monsters, my all cryptozoology show, I would love to have you guys come on. If you have a story, an experience, shoot me an email at wisconsincaps@gmail.com. And if you have a paranormal story or a UFO story or anything weird, and you want to come on this show, Whispers from the Dark, send me an email as well. We're always looking for interviews and stories. And if you don't want to tell your story and just want to, get your story to us so that we have it for our information database. You know, we don't have to put your name on it or anything like that, or we won't share it. But if you want to submit a report, you can go to WisconsinCaps.com and fill out a report on there. You can either, put information there for contact for you, or leave it completely anonymous if you don't want to tell us who you are and be contacted in any way, shape, or form. That's okay, too. Every sighting that you can help us find and point out is more data points, more areas to help us narrow down where these creatures and cryptids and things are. And you don't have to put that. If you have a paranormal experience as well, we'd love to hear that. And if you need help, if you have a paranormal situation going on in your life and you need some guidance or help or an investigation, we have resources available to us. We have mediums and other demonologists and other things that we can pass on to help for you too. So never be afraid to reach out to us, and we can help you as much or as little as you're comfortable with. So if you want to reach out to us again, go to our website, wisconsincaps@gmail.com. And I think I've talked long enough here. We're going into about the 10-minute mark of this. So without any further ado, let's get into today's show. So on this episode, I have compiled together an interview with Tammy. She works out at the Sasquatch Outpost in Bailey, Colorado. And I stopped out there on my trip out to Vernal, Utah for Phenomicon this past summer. And her interview's kind of busted up because she had to wait on customers and things in between there. So basically, the Sasquatch Outpost is a gift shop and museum in Bailey, Colorado, dedicated to Bigfoot. And so the first clip is she's talking to me, and I'm heading into the museum. And then when I come out, we continue our conversation, and she's had her own sightings and a lot of other cool stories and that. So the following episode is going to be excerpts from my interview with Tammy from Sasquatch Outpost in Bailey, Colorado. I hope you guys enjoy it.
I hope you see something new that you hadn't seen before or something. Because I don't know if you've heard about the horse braiding.
Yep.
And then the flags. Have you heard about the flags?
No.
You think, yeah, so there's a flag. We don't know that this is Sasquatch, but it's so similar to the horse braiding. Okay. And so you'll see it came out in Nebraska. And I think there was, do you know Harriet? She has a museum up there in Hastings, Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Like a small little museum, and I believe, well, you can read what it says, but I believe she had seen this done, and she had gone to like a flag burning ceremony, and there was like about 100 flags, and it'll probably say on there, I think it was like out of 100 of them, 12 or 13, she has to see them before they burned them, and like 12 or 13, they're like torn, and then kind of like knotted, so you'll see that in there. Don't know, or can't say Sasquatch, but it's just...
Yeah.
And it's so similar to the horse braiding. Because I think these are remaining on the flagpole too. Because how would that, why would somebody want to dump, I don't know. It's just, so that's something new for you.
So they're like braided on the flagpole.
You'll see it's, I believe it. That's my understanding. I'll have to ask Jim, but that was my understanding. Because I thought she knew of some people who only put their flag out like one night or two nights out of the year. And that happened to their flag. And my impression was it was still on the flagpole. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
That's interesting.
So you'll see that in there. So you saw the flag.
I did, yeah.
So what do you think about that?
I don't know. It's hard to... Well, I've seen a lot of flags that get deteriorated and stuff and tangle like that.
Okay.
But...
Are they in knots at all? Or I don't know. I didn't look that close.
Well, we have some tattered stuff up in Wisconsin and that, you know, like, but they're up year round too.
So
you know?
If the wind's blowing, you know, they tear and then they get whipped around, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're right.
It would have to be pretty rough storms and stuff though, but.
Yeah, this is out in Nebraska. I don't know Nebraska's wind. I would think wind in Nebraska, it's open.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. It's just interesting. Yeah. something else to like think, huh, maybe not.
Yeah. It was interesting though. Yeah. I like the horse, the braid.
The braiding,
back
yeah.
there, yeah. That's cool to see them
that
in person.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Exactly. We try to have something unique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jim's done an amazing job with the museum and everything. Jim and his wife Daphne own the store. Daphne does an amazing job with the inventory. I mean, they're just a great team, so it's perfect. Yeah. They're super nice people.
So my question is, if I was going to go hiking for like 2 hours and wanted a chance to see a Bigfoot along that route somewhere, do you know where there's trails or something that easy access to find and not just wandering off in the woods or up a mountain?
Yes.
I mean, I could just go hike across the street up that mountain, but...
Right. Yeah. Right, yes. Yes, in fact, there's a trail that you can hike, kind of goes up. Over there, and so yeah, you never know. You can see one because they're definitely around.
Yeah,
here.
I see. There's a lot by Bailey, so.
Yeah. There's right. I can show you. I mean, I'm gonna say on top of Granola Pass, there should be some places. There have been sightings up there too. So, I mean, the Ben Tyler Trail. Did you see that one? The Ben Tyler Trail. It was the guy that they did. We had a sketch artist do. She's kind of balding.
Okay.
Did you see that one? That was just down here. It's a little, actually, well, that might be a good one too, because that's an actual trail. Yeah. So that's where that sighting was at. I don't know how far. I don't think the guy
Do you know how long ago that was?
About 3 years ago, I think. It was just a few years ago.
I was going to say, so between that one and the one over here, which has the more recent of sightings?
I'm trying to think. I mean, it's hard because, you know, this guy was in, he lives, does he live right behind? He comes in all the time with his kids. And he was out of town, but his wife said she heard some howls coming from that direction on the other, right on the other side of that hill, like over there. So that was a couple of weeks ago. And he said she only heard it one night, but then some of the neighbors said they heard it like 3 nights in a row.
Okay.
He was out of town, so he didn't hear. He just shared it with me. And I don't know how far up. You know, I know it's hikes up, but I've been up it once, but not too far. So I don't know where it goes. So basically, whatever you hike, you're going to be turning back around and coming right back. So now, do you believe in, like, they can communicate with, like, telepathy and stuff like that? Do you think that?
So here's what I go. Okay. Whenever people ask me questions like that, I say, we do everything. We do everything from Bigfoot to UFOs and fairies and everything with our team.
Right.
I'll believe anything because I can't tell you, well, Bigfoot's real, but your fairies that you saw wasn't, or the alien encounter. So I'll believe anything.
Right.
My opinion, though, is based on what I've experienced.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had mind speak. I haven't had the telepathy. Yeah. Saw an orb.
Yeah.
But,
and I think you have to, the best thing is to go off your own experience. So I'll tell you my experience, and I can't say it was a Sasquatch though. So I believe they're capable of that. That just makes sense to me that they're like, they can, I believe they can read energy really well.
Mm-hmm.
So they can read people, and what that entails, I don't know. But so I was at this park that I'd seen lots of signs. I was there by myself, and I thought, I'm going to test this out. So in my mind, I said, can I have a sign if you're here? And I immediately got a whistle off my left. Now, I can't prove that was a Sasquatch, that whistle, but man, I'm asking, and then I immediately get, I mean, it was just weird. And so to me, I felt like, well, okay. And then, of course, I moved on very fast. But it happened. Mm-hmm. So that was my experience. And I tell people, I said, now you're opening a door. I said, you can always ask for a sign. Say, hey, are you guys even real? You know, can you give me a sign? Or, you know, I believe they can read your energy, though, and tell where you're coming from. And I said, you might get something right away. You might not. It could be at the end of your trail and you see something. Or do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where the rock sticks. It could be later. So I don't know. But I haven't had any of the mind speak myself. Yeah.
Have you ever seen one?
I believe I saw a juvenile one at that same park. At that same park. I was hiking up on a ridge and I saw movement. I was hiking up this way and I saw movement. I quickly looked and it was like kind of like hunched over like this. It wasn't huge. That's why to me it was a juvenile. It was like this. And it's like, it sounds crazy, but it's like, you know, you get a glimpse of it and then it just like moved out almost like superhuman fast, which made no sense to me at all. And I'm like, but that was the, like, I looked, the impression like this, and it was just, it was, and then it just moved out. And there's trees, though, too, so, you know, they're sparse, but there's trees, too, so, and it was up on the other ridge, so I don't know. But that was my experience. All I could do is share my experiences, mm-hmm. and, you know.
Was that near here, or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've since taken a lot of those trees down out of that park, and that upset me quite a bit. So I don't see many signs of them now. I saw so many signs before, a couple teepee structures. I call it the asterisk, you know, mm-hmm. where they kind of go. I saw a really small, thin one, you know, and then I seen a bigger one, you know. So, yeah. And then I saw this other structure that was kind of weird. It was weird. And it literally was right off the trail. But again, I still think my sister, who's a skeptic, we were hiking, we just gotten back from Florida and we were hiking it and I said, oh, I have to go check this out. I'm like, this is so weird. And even she said, yeah, it's pretty like intricate. Oh, I can show you something else too. This was at the same park. This twist, it's hooked to the tree there. Oops. And then let's see how it's twisted around. Mm-hmm. What would do something like that? I don't know. And then it like butts up against it. You can kind of see it split. I went back like one and a half weeks later, and it was broken off. So I'm glad I got pictures. Yeah. But it was literally right off the trail. The trail's right there. I'm not one that really goes off the trail, so most things I have to see, you know.
Yeah.
But let me find that one. You know, these are just some teepee structures, whether or not.
Yeah.
You know, but what's interesting, the same one, you know, like this stuff, and what's that? Why do they do stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. Because I don't think humans, I think, would keep it all nice and clean. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then always find these weird things. So, okay, let me see if I find this. Yeah, it's just, this was a weird structure. But this is a video maybe of it. I don't know if you can kind of see.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is it freezing? It's freezing. But it was more square. There's two openings that I saw, and see how it's all laid out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was pretty, it was interesting. It sounds weird. It looked too elaborate to me for people to do it, but what do I know, you know?
Well, the thing I always look for with stuff like that is, you know, like, you know what bushcraft is?
No, not really. I mean, okay, I know.
So bushcraft is like Boy Scouts and outdoorsmen, okay, people and stuff go out and they build these like lean-to structures.
Right.
So when you see that, I try and think, you know, okay, why is this constructed? And if it looks like you could put a tarp over it and camp under it or something.
Right, yeah.
You know? And that's kind of what I
it's
know,
just,
look
again,
for.
It's just, again, you have the sticks in the weird places again.
Yep.
And there was other things like around it, like some sticks lined up. The things that I usually associate with them. That's what made me think.
If it was a person, they have a lot of spare time to gather up that much wood.
Well,
and
that's
kind of
what my
and,
sister said. It, you know, she said, like, this was one side of it. Do I have, how many videos do I have? I want to say I think I have pictures.
A lot of videos.
I do. I mean, that's one side, and you see it had all this stuff. Yeah. And one side was more messy than the other. And then I wanted to see, I had a, yeah, this was like the back side. That's my sister. You know, they had all this kind of, so it was kind of a little at an angle.
Hmm.
I don't know. It was at the same park. And then you see things like this right next to it. You know how you see things where they're just
woven together like that.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just, that was just an interesting structure because it wasn't a teepee structure. It was different.
Kind of like a lean-to kind of thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was pretty. And like I said, there's two like really small openings for it. So, yeah. So, you know, but if you're being a paranormal investigator, you know, if you're out there or if you talk to ghosts, you probably talk to ghosts, don't you? Do mm-hmm. you ever, it's kind of the same concept, you know, mm-hmm. you can kind of do that with them too. Just say, hey, you know, can I have a sign or, mm-hmm. you know, are you guys here? Or, is this all in my mind? Or, you know, I don't know. It's, you know, you're opening a door. I always tell people, you're opening a door though, so, you know, just know that.
Have you heard any like really weird stories from around here?
Weird ones?
Yeah.
No, just like, you know, there's the outdoor lab, and this was years ago, you know, a kid. It's like the sixth graders go, and they spend a few days, and a kid saw a face in the window, freaked him out, couldn't calm him down, that type of thing. So, weird stories, I haven't.
Like the orbs or like mind speak, do you have a lot of like local stuff like that?
Jim would be a really good one to talk to. It's too bad he's not here, the owner, because he's had a lot of experiences and he's talked to a lot more people and stuff. You know, I do believe in the mind speak though. To me, that just makes sense. You know, that what Nikola Tesla, he talks about, mm-hmm. if you want to understand the, you know, universe, think of energy, frequency, and vibration. And I think that's what we all are.
Mm-hmm.
There's things you can't see, but it's there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I just think they're masters. They can manipulate the energy. They know things we don't, but we should be able to do that.
Probably can. They just lost the ability. They're not lost it, but just don't know how to do it.
We don't know how to do it, but I agree. I believe we should be able to do it too.
So, look at like the Tibetan monks and stuff up in the, mm-hmm. the Himalayas. They do the meditation and they're always seeing yetis and talking to them and stuff. So maybe there's something to that.
Right. You know, I believe people who are really fascinated with the subject feel like they have a connection. You know, I just, I do. I believe they have a connection with them somehow. And that, so if you want to open that door, life's been a little busy for me. I feel like one day maybe I'll, you know, get there, but yeah.
Have you ever tried like going out and meditating or anything with them? Or?
Not too much, no. Huh? That's what I'm saying. Life has been just too busy. Yeah. I've been kind of, and you know, missing 411 didn't help.
Yeah.
You know, that did not help. Dave. I always blame Dave. Thanks, Dave.
Yep.
Jim and Dave are good friends. But, you know, so I don't get out as much anymore, but that's why I love working here though. I love talking to the people mm-hmm. and stuff. But I live, you know, I mean, I live in the neighbor, there's houses around, but I live in the mountains, so that's good. You know, and I'm always looking for signs and stuff like that. I feel like the timing's not quite right yet. When my life settles down something, you know, I'll do that meditating and stuff. So, yeah.
You ever have any by your house or any sightings there?
I believe I have had them by my house. So that park I'd go to, which mm-hmm. I live in Conifer. That's where I saw all the signs, and I was hiking there a lot. And I got the impression there was a lot of juveniles in that area. Of course, and I saw that one that would look like a juvenile. And Scott Carpenter, you know who he is, yep. out of Tennessee. Yeah, anyway, he talks about how they'll follow you home, you know. And this wasn't, you know, too far. And I started hearing, like, noises around, you know your house. It's an older house, but I know my house. I was hearing noises, you know, like some banging and just like, okay, something, you know. And I used my mind. I haven't received anything, but I just said, hey, guys, you're freaking me out. Can you stop? And it stopped. And so I'm like, thank you. You know, there was another instant. And again, I can't prove any of this is Sasquatch, though. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where I had fallen asleep, I have this pellet stove, and it's right next to my back door. So, like, here's my back door, and the pellet stove's here, and there's a couch here, and I'd fallen asleep in front of it. And so the pellet stove's running. Pellet stoves aren't quiet. They have a fan, so they make noise. And something woke me up, and I heard, like, three knocks. Like that. And I'm like, of course, I had to comprehend what's going on. What was that? And it sounded, my garbage cans, right outside my door, I had two garbage cans, a recycle and a regular garbage can. I'm like, it sounded like someone knocking on the garbage cans, which makes no sense. Of course, you know, then I think in my mind, I think Sasquatch, and you get chills all over. You just think something and you get chills. And I was not going to get up and look. Not that I would have saw anything anyway, but I'm not getting up. But, you know, so it happened to be garbage day the next day. So when I went out to take the garbage, the one garbage can around, I actually knocked on it. And that's what it sounded like. Can't say it was anything, but It would. I find it odd that I woke up though, because the pellet stove's making noise. It has a fan, and I don't know why that wouldn't wake me up. I guess if that makes sense. It was kind of, that was kind of weird.
You have a window in that door. Like, could they be watching through there? Or?
Well, yeah, but I think all the curtains were closed. Okay.
You know, like you're talking about energy and stuff, you know, if somebody's staring at you.
I think they know where you're at, yeah.
No, but I mean, like, if somebody's staring at you when you're sleeping, you know, like your kid walks in and you wake up because you know that they're sitting there.
Right.
You know, it could have been something
like
that.
I don't know. I don't understand why I woke up and there was just three knocks. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. Like, what was that about? I don't know. You know, and then there was one other time, and this was after the juveniles, I felt like we're around my house and they stopped and all that. Then me and my best friend, we were taking a trip to New Mexico. So she had come up early because we were going to leave early in the morning. So she's downstairs in the spare bedroom. I'm upstairs, and it was weird. In my house, I have a tin roof or metal roof, and it's like this. And it's like on the side by the roof, it was by the cars. I just like heard a big bang on the roof. I mean, it was a big, powerful bang. And I'm just like this. Of course, I didn't get up and talk to her that night. Of course, the next morning, I'm like, did you hear something last night? She goes, the big bang. I said, yeah, okay, just check and make sure. I don't know what that was, but that was, you know, again, who can prove? You can't prove anything. It's just, it was, that one was loud. It was just one.
Do you ever find any like gifting or anything at your house?
No. And you know, this sounds really sad. I probably can be one of the most unobservant people. So they could have, and I would be like, I'm running out the door to the car and not even, do you know what I mean? So No, I haven't. Yeah, I haven't looked for that. I probably should. Because, you know, some of the gifting stuff can be so subtle, too. Mm-hmm. You know, like there, that one park I hiked at all the time. There was one time I was hiking out, but this could have just been a person, you know. And there was this stump right at the end of the trail. And I had been thinking about them. You know, you're hiking, you're looking for signs and stuff. And there's just a columbine flower that was just laying on a, you know, but a person could have put that there. So I don't know that I put anything into that. But I thought, oh, a flower, how nice. How pretty. But a person could have done that. So yeah. And one time I did see on that trail too, it was early in the morning before a lot of people were there. There were some people, a big stump in the middle of the trail. I don't know who would think. I don't know if a person could have done that too. People don't like bikers, you know, and so maybe, I don't know, but you could just go around it too. It's kind of weird. It was weird to have a huge, I'm like, that's just odd. Have a stump right in the middle of the trail like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where I had a lot of my sightings or just things happen is in that park. But now they thinned it out, but some of it they just annihilated. I was so appalled. I mean, there was all these lodge poles right where that structure was, all these lodge pole pines, and it's all just open. You don't even recognize the trail. I didn't even recognize where I was at. I'm like, whose idea? Says, who did this? You know, it's like, why? I don't know. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so, but I believe if people are open to it, you can connect with them. You know, you kind of just talk to them in your mind. People don't need to know you're weird. I always tell people, I'm the weird one in the family. Just ask for a sign. Say, hey, you know, just see what happens. And then be, you know, because I think it's good for people to have their own experiences, like you said, because that's how you determine what feels right to you as far as belief. And so I love that people share their stories, though. I like that part. But yeah, that would be
I love sharing stuff like that. And, you know, we travel around. We do that.
See, that's what I like. I like when people come and share our stories. I think that's all we can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is share our stories. And that's why I tell people, it's like, you know, here, this is what I did. I asked for a sign. This is what I got. Can't tell you a Sasquatch.
Mm-hmm.
So you can try it, but. Yeah, see, you might get something different or better, or, you know, who knows. I think, you know, just, I honestly believe talking to them, because when I asked them to stop talking, you know, freaking me out, you know, they stopped. You know, so I feel like I tell them, you have to be very gentle with me. No freaky stuff. No. No, I'm better in the daytime. Like, yeah. When I saw that one, I didn't freak out about that or anything, but nighttime's a whole nother. When I heard those like knocks, there's no way I was getting up, opening the door and looking out, you know. I just couldn't do it. It's like, yeah, that's not happening. because I don't have any lights, so, you know, yeah, it would have been very dark. Not that I would have seen anything, because they, see, this is what I think, they could be there and you not even see them. I kind of believe that's possible, so.
I mean, that's their home. They're used to living out there. They're used to, you know, being there. They can hide way better than you can. You know, look at a little kid hiding in their house.
Yeah.
You know, it takes you forever to find them, you know, or your cat in
right.
your own house.
You know, I did hear a bark once. You know how they talk about yep. that? Again, so to me, so insignificant, but I was, I lived on just a dirt road, like a quarter mile. I was walking my kid to the bus stop, so he got on the bus. I'm walking back home. I was pretty close to home, and it's just like a fence, but the sun was coming up on the east, so you can't really see. I couldn't really see anything over there because the sun was so bright when it was hidden. But I heard a bark, just one bark. And I'm looking for a dog. I'm like, is there a dog in there? Like, you know, I'm looking for movement or something. Didn't see any movement, nothing. But I heard a bark. Again, no rhyme or reason to anything.
So. Well, they say they mimic stuff, you know?
They do mimic stuff.
It depends what's in the area. You know,
yeah.
If you have dogs, they're going to mimic dogs. If you have other stuff, they're going to mimic that. You know, it's
yeah.
whatever they hear.
I wasn't expecting anything like that, though. Like I said, I honestly thought it was a dog, but I didn't see a dog. Like, there is no dog. There's no movement. It's not, you know, it was hard to see because of the sun, but you would hear more movement. You know, you hear the leaves and stuff. You would hear something. I didn't hear anything. I didn't see anything, but I heard that bark. So, yeah. Don't know.
Never know.
That's all my story. I don't have anything else. You know, you start thinking, it's like, what have I had? But I personally, I've always believed, and I don't know why. As a kid, I lived in, my dad used to hunt out in the Everglades, so I was born and raised in South Florida. And so I remember, you know, hearing a story about maybe a Sasquatch or something, or they're called the skunk down there. Yeah. And so as a kid, I just grew up believing, you know, the legend of Boggy Creek, yeah, that freaked me out. I didn't care for that. So, yeah, it's interesting. Fascinating subject. It's a rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
It opens, you get more questions than answers.
I always tell people when I started researching it, I started researching orangutans and gorillas to see,
mm-hmm.
you know, okay, do I think that this is there? And it led to one thing to another to learning about string theory and quantum mechanics.
Right, well, there you go, my
goodness. And
wow.
I'm like, I can explain
well,
string
so
theory
you,
to you now because
so
of Bigfoot.
How do you explain quantum then? Quantum, you know, people talk about that. Is that quantum's not linear. It's not, do you know what I mean?
Time so, isn't linear.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Does time even exist or do we just create it here?
Mm-hmm.
I know, you got to take all that into consideration. It's almost like, for me, it's hard for my mind to comprehend all that stuff. I can't say I fully comprehend it, but I believe it's like, yeah.
You got to take little bites at a time. If you try and wrap your head around the whole
right,
picture, it just doesn't work.
You can't.
And the problem is, you know, you take a puzzle of what this is,
mm-hmm.
and you throw it on the ground, and half the pieces are missing.
Yes,
and
exactly.
you don't even know what is on those pieces.
You don't know
pieces.
What to ask or what to look for
yep.
because it's just completely, yeah.
Yeah. So we don't even have all the pieces to this puzzle, so
right.
we can't put it together, you know. The whole mind speak interdimensional thing, you know, well, maybe it's not that at all. And we don't even know what it is because
people
we're missing
know.
Those pieces.
Haven't you ever had, like, my parents had a dog, and, like, my dad swore that dog knew what they were thinking. They wouldn't even say anything. That dog knew they were going to get up and go for a walk or something. It just...
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's not limited to just, it's, you know, every living thing.
When you spend a lot of time with somebody, like
mm-hmm.
your parents, your brothers
right.
or sisters or stuff, you get this like kind of connection to, you know, like you both see the same thing and you go, oh, blah, blah, blah. And you read it at the same time.
Right.
Or
right.
you point at something at the same time and you're just on that same wavelength.
Right.
So we have
you're
these
in
abilities.
Sync. You're in
yeah.
sync. Yeah.
And nobody even bats an eye at that kind of stuff. And it's like, But did you just see what happened there, you know, and how can
right.
you tell me that this other stuff isn't real, you know?
Right. I just
yeah.
think there's too much we don't know about our universe reality and stuff like that. I'd like to know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it all ties in together. Of course, I'm always trying to, I shouldn't do this, but logically, like, piece it all together. Like people said, there's so many missing pieces. I mean, we know Christ like this much.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say there's no experts in this field. It's like,
yep.
how can you be? There's too much we don't know about it.
Yep. All you can do is research and keep looking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But people sharing, like I said, sharing their stories or their experiences, and it's a good thing, you know. It's like, wow, that's kind of cool, or I never heard of that, or, you know. It's good. So, feel free to use my stuff.
I appreciate
it. Just know it's my opinion, it's not the source.
Yeah, definitely. Have you ever had anybody come in and tell you a story of, like, an attack?
No.
Yeah.
No, I have never. Good. No, see, I haven't. And see, the thing is, and usually, but even the stories that you've heard maybe on the internet, more than likely, if you have a negative experience, a couple things. One, you're thinking negative thoughts about mm-hmm. them. You know, you can see people having a gun, thinking, I'm going to shoot it if I see it. Well, you're going to have an issue then. Do you know what I mean? They know that. They know mm-hmm. your energy. And the other reason is if they want you out for some reason. You know, I believe they have the ability to make you feel fear or make you feel love. Again, manipulation of energy. I don't know. And I kind of tell people, I said, you know, if you're getting pine cones, little pebbles thrown at you, I said, probably the juveniles are just messing with you. I said, you get a big log, a big rock, you might want to leave. Because yeah. that's telling you, they want you out of there for whatever reason. You know, and so, I don't know. Somebody brought up, you know, like that story from the Ben Tyler where the Sasquatch, she was just standing in the trail, didn't say, wasn't doing anything. She was just standing there. Of course, the guy hightails it out. But somebody said, you know, there's two theories. Like, is it because they had young there, so they wanted him to leave?
Mm-hmm.
Or were they protecting him from something? Because maybe there's a mountain lion up there. So, yeah, so it's hard to know. Are they keeping you from going somewhere? Because, like I said, you know, or could they sometimes be protected? Because there have been stories of them saving people's lives. Or, mm-hmm. you know.
Lost kids and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. I think they're so similar to us, like humans. I think they do have that compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not all of them, but I do believe there's probably mean ones out there.
I've heard like Oklahoma and Texas yes. are the mean ones. And then yes. I heard a theory that, you know, it's so hot and dry down there that food is scarce.
Right.
So they're a lot more territorial and just, you know,
could be.
Fighting for resources and yeah. stuff. So,
and it's, you know, and if there's certain clans or whatever and they're brought up that way, they don't know any different. I do believe there's some that probably hate humans.
Oh, yeah.
You know
well, if
mean?
You've been because shot at in the woods,
exactly,
wouldn't you hate them too?
Yeah, exactly, because we do idiotic things. You mm-hmm. know, we're pretty barbaric and pretty, yeah, so I could see mm-hmm. where some of them would want nothing to do with us. So, yeah.
Have you heard a lot of stories of, like, UFOs in this area? Tying in with the Bigfoot subject?
Definitely, like, in the San Juan Mountains down further south, there's the UFO watchtower. Have you heard of that?
Okay,
it's
I
like
think
a
so,
little,
yep.
Yeah, down there's a lot of UFOs. It's by the Great Sand Dunes.
Okay.
There's a lot of UFO activity there. Personally, I haven't heard any stories, but to me, again, the UFOs are everywhere, too.
So how did you get involved in all this?
So I've always believed, and it was in 2012. It was the fall, yeah, 2012. The end of 2012, I started getting, like, I want to start research. I want to understand more. I've always believed, but I really want. So that's when I started getting on YouTube, looking for things. It was January of 2013. I was going up to Kenosha Pass up here to get some snow for my son for his science project. And so my son was at his dad's. I'm like, I'm just going to go up. And I'm driving back, and I knew the store was here. And I'm like, you know, I'm just going to stop. It's a good time for me just to stop. I don't have anything else going on. So I stopped and I came in, and these two ladies were here. I don't know who was working, probably Jim or Daphne. Probably Daphne was here, the owner, but these two ladies, Sherry and CJ, were here. And this was probably about 2 p.m., let's say in the afternoon. And we just started talking. I'm a talker, if you haven't noticed.
Nothing wrong with that.
I talk. So they started talking, and Sherry said, you know, there's going to be a meeting tonight down at the high school that Jim and about Sasquatch. I'm like, oh, really? She goes, yeah, you should come, you know, and that's how it started. So I hung out in town. I talked to them for a little while, went over and had lunch, went to that, was just fascinated with it. And that's how I met Jim and Daphne. And then I just started coming in more and just kind of, yeah, kind of took off from there. So yeah, it was just kind of worked out. So now I'm just totally, I just aren't up to it. Yes, I'm fascinated with Sasquatch. I've always believed, and now I'm just fascinated. But there's people, when people come in here, it's so funny. You'll get a group or a family, and there's usually one person that's just totally into Sasquatch. You know, they just have this connection or whatever. They're just like, it's so funny. So yeah, I understand. I'm the one in my family, so I'm the weird one. It's like, it's okay. And so, yeah, that's kind of how I got into it more. But I've always believed. I don't know why. So, yeah. Cool. Yeah. It's pretty cool. I just don't want to venture out. I mean, I do. I want to understand. But there's just some freaky things out there. You know, you hear people talk about, was it the rake? But you know what I mean? Well, yep. The missing 411. And I just feel like you can't protect yourself from that somewhat. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like there's something, what's going on, whether people are accidentally, if there's portals, walking through portals, like accidentally not realizing it. Because I've heard stories online. Take everything with a grain of salt. But like this guy running on this trail, I think it was out in Oregon, broad daylight, sunny, hiking up this mountain. I don't think there's many trees around. He's just, you know, running along, and all of a sudden things started getting like darker or something. And then he said he saw a hairy hand, a thinner one, like was going to try to grab him. And he immediately like backed out of it, and it got light again. I don't think he ever went running after that. But yeah, I think it freaked him out too bad. So I'm thinking people are accidentally, or is something with intelligence, I believe this too, creating these because they want a certain person. So you have a group of people, you know, I say don't be last, right? You know, a group of people, and it's like, I want the person in the back, so can they easily create a portal so that person walks right through with people don't like where they go?
Yeah.
They've already gone into that other, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories. Guy goes out to get his mail. All right, honey, I'm going to get the mail. Walks outside.
Yes.
And never came back. Footprints go to the mailbox and just disappear.
I think if they want you, they're going to get you, first of all. And it seems like, because sometimes they do want certain people, like these very intelligent people. You know, I think I'm safe because I'm not a scientist. No, I'm not that intelligent. And I'm not putting myself down. But, you know, seriously, they go after some doctors, you know, really scientists, intelligent people. They've got, you know, it seems like have gone disappearing.
But what do you think about, like, you know, like, they disappear in these areas, and then they can still hear their voice?
Yeah, the guy in Mesa Verde, there was a story of the guy who went missing in Mesa Verde. You can probably look it up on Missing 411. It was like a day or two later, some hikers heard a voice, I think, of a guy saying, help me or something. They looked, they couldn't find anything. That's what I'm saying. They're like in another, they're just, it's like a layer. They're just one over, but you can't see them.
That's so weird.
Yeah, so I don't think you could do, you know.
I just got chills.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're in this field when you get chills. Yeah. That, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think, so sometimes I think it might happen accidentally. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think it's on purpose. You know, Sasquatch could be, they could take people. Obviously, they've always done that. But I think it's rare. I don't think it happens too often. But yeah, Sasquatch could take a person too. But I don't, to me, they're not the ones really behind all the 411, missing 411 stuff. You know, not saying they don't do that or can't do it, but because I think they probably used to do a lot more, because there's stories that it was in Nevada, the Native Americans there were, you know, the women, they just wouldn't let them go out alone. So yeah, there's plenty of stories of that going on. So I'm not saying they wouldn't do that, but I don't have that fear around them. So I feel like maybe they're evolving like we are, you know what I mean? They're still, so they don't feel that need. So I don't know. I think, you know, it's great what you're doing and everything. I'd love for, you know, it's like at some point it's like we need to take the next step up. Do you know what I mean? It would be.
What's that step though? You know, that's the thing,
knowledge,
you know.
More, it's more communicating. I mean, because, you know, we get little things like, oh, we see orbs or we see, you know, I mean, gosh, it would be great just to sit down and talk to them. You know, not that it's going to happen, but. Some people say they can't talk to them, mm-hmm. So I don't know.
There's a lot of people that have that.
Does it take a certain area, you know, they're around, and it's working years, you know, I don't know. They're going to listen to your heart. What type of person are you? What are your intentions? You know, maybe. And if you come across that, you know, I just really want to know and help both, you know, because I do believe the human race is evolving, even though sometimes we question it. You know, it's going to be a time when we can intermingle more, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to need people who can understand that and help, because a lot of people won't. And there's still people that don't believe in Sasquatch. I always think if they really research, how can you not believe? Mm-hmm. You can know, I tell people, they can be there and you never see them, but you know they're there. What are you hearing? Are you smelling? You know what I mean? If you hear, and I haven't heard this, but you know, I've heard of people, the footfalls and they're heavy and they like, or the screams and they vibrate through. You can't deny those experiences. Mm-hmm. Those are very physical experiences. You never see them at all, but they're there.
People find the Sasquatch outpost?
Oh, well, you have our card. He does have a YouTube, You know, we have a website, and obviously it's just this location here, so they can, you know, come visit us in Bailey. We do have a store online you can purchase, but, you know, did you grab one of these? Just for the museum.
I got the card.
And somebody got the card, yeah. I mean, they can find us online, or they can come to the store.
SasquatchOutpost.com.
Yeah, he has a podcast too, but he doesn't have, I don't think he's done anything in a while, but... He's so busy in the summertime. Oh, it was a pleasure to meet you.
You too. Lots very much.
Yeah, I look forward to see what your adventure is. I'll follow you on YouTube.
I appreciate it.
And see what happened. I'll be excited.
Cool.
See if you start gaining some ground. But I always tell people too, it's like, oh, you don't need to go looking for them. They'll find you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, you don't have to go out there though. I mean, you know what I mean. It's just, it'll come to you.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Whispers from the Dark. To find out more about cryptids, anomalies, and the Paranormal Society, visit us at our website at wisconsincaps.com. That's Wisconsin, CAPS.com. There you can find links to all of our social media, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and our Patreon. You will see links to our online store as well, where you can get t-shirts, DVDs, and more. If you click on the public events page, you can find out where you can meet us in person and all the public events we have coming up. If you enjoy our podcast or our YouTube shows, please consider becoming a Patreon at patreon.com/WisconsinCaps. There you can find behind-the-scenes pictures and videos from all of our media, as well as bonus footage and evidence that we have collected. If you have encountered something you can't explain, we want to hear from you. Visit our website and click on Submit a Report on our main screen. You can choose to leave your contact information or simply remain anonymous. You can also reach us via email at wisconsincaps@gmail.com. If you would like to be a guest on our show, please contact us on our Whispers from the Dark podcast page on Facebook, or send us an email at wisconsincaps.com. Remember to like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen or watch or find us.